Good morning. Welcome to you all. Thank you for being with us here this second Sunday in the season of Lent. I came across this story years ago, and I pull it out every so often, not just because it's a useful thing to use in a sermon context, but because I feel like it's useful for me even as a person to hear. And it's a story about children in a classroom. We've all been children in a classroom at some point in our lives. And the kids were doing this activity that I think at some point most of us have encountered, and that is the teacher had brought in a branch from a tree at her home. And on the branch from the tree, there was a little small chrysalis that a caterpillar had spun for itself, and it was in the process of getting ready to transform into a butterfly. So every day the kids would come in, they'd look at the chrysalis, they'd look at it changing shape, they'd look at it changing color, and they'd look for any sense of motion. Is it getting ready for the butterfly to come out? As the story goes, one day the butterfly did indeed begin to emerge, and as it was pushing itself through the teeny tiny hole that it had made in the chrysalis, it was struggling, it was straining, and after the better part of a half an hour, the class had been watching it, barely being able to get just a little tiny bit of its body out of the chrysalis. They decided they'd be nice to the caterpillar, which was now going to be a butterfly, and they would take a pair of scissors and just cut a little hole, a little bit wider, so as the butterfly would be able to emerge more easily from the chrysalis, which is what happened. They cut just a little snippet into the hole that the caterpillar, who's going to be a butterfly, had already made, and sure enough, out comes the butterfly, and it comes out, and it sets on its branch, and it begins to spread its wings, but it only spreads its wings halfway. And as the children watch this butterfly throughout the day, they notice that its body is still thick, and its wings are still shriveled. The next day they come in, same thing. And so the teacher does a little bit of research and discovers that part of the process of a caterpillar exiting the chrysalis and becoming a butterfly is that it has to force the fluid from its body into its wings. And partially the way it does that is through the force of having to exit through a tiny narrow opening in the chrysalis, forcing all of those fluids into its wings. By making it easier on the caterpillar to become a butterfly, making it easier on it to emerge from the chrysalis, making it easier for it to come out into the world, they permanently disabled the butterfly so that it would never fly. Sad story, true story. But you know, there's a lot of wisdom in this story because it reminds us that of the things in life that we enjoy, most of the things, I would say, in life that we enjoy and find pleasure in are not necessarily things that bring us growth or strength or resiliency. No, most of the things that bring us growth and strength and resiliency are things that happen in the middle of difficult times, in the middle of trials. We find our true strength. And so, as we come to the gospel lesson for today, Jesus has this marvelous experience. He goes down to the river. He meets with his cousin John. He is baptized in the River Jordan. The heavens open up. God Almighty speaks and says, "This is my son, my beloved, in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him." That should have been one of the more marvelous moments in the life of Jesus. Indeed, all of the Gospels feel a need to tell this story, so surely it was a marvelous moment. But then it says, and immediately, there's that mark in "and immediately," the Spirit led Jesus out into the wilderness to be tempted. Think about that statement for a moment. And immediately, Jesus is beginning his ministry, and immediately, what does God the Holy Spirit do? God the Holy Spirit leads God the Son out into the lonely wilderness where there's nothing but animals and sorrow and the devil himself to be tested, to be tempted, and to suffer for 40 days. That's a difficult thing. Why would God give suffering immediately to Jesus? Well, there's a lot of reasons, a lot of answers to that question. If you think about the temptations the devil offers Jesus, they're all the temptations that he's going to encounter during his ministry anyway. The temptation to use his power as God to satisfy his earthly desires. The temptation to simply make the kingdom happen easily by giving in to the devil's wishes. The temptation even to use his divine nature to force people to believe that he's God. It's a microcosm of all of the things that Jesus is going to face in his ministry. And God the Father is helping him through this period of temptation and trial to have a vision of what it is going to be that he will be facing on a daily basis. He is making Jesus ready to face the enormous struggle and strife and strain that his ministry will be. He is letting him exit this chrysalis of just being Jesus of Nazareth to emerge as Jesus, Son of God. Of course, Jesus was always the Son, but now he is emerging into this ministry that he has taken on. And it is with trial and trouble and suffering that he is being strengthened to the task. Us human beings, we oftentimes think that when we are going through difficult times, when we are facing trials, when we're facing difficulties, when we're facing a test of our faith, that this is at best a sign that God is not watching over us, or perhaps at worst a sign that God is angry with us. When in fact, it's quite the opposite. When God is in our midst and in our presence, and God is showing his love for us, because remember, what is it that God the Father said to God the Son as he came up out of the water? This is my Son, my beloved. He says, I love this person. How does God show his love for Jesus? He immediately leads him into the wilderness to have to struggle, to have this difficult 40-day period. But that's love. Love wants that which is best for us. And the Father knew what Jesus needed more than everything else was strength. Strength and a resiliency and a determination to rely on his relationship with God the Father in all times and in all places. This was forged in the wilderness. God wants the same thing for us. When we face difficult times, I'm not saying that God goes around causing calamities in our lives so that we have to face him. But in those moments, God is leading us to a deeper relationship with him. That is what Lent is supposed to be. A period of time where we actually impose on ourselves restrictions. We actually give to ourselves trial and temptation, because it's a temptation. Every person who's given up something for Lent has already said to themselves by this point, just a few days in, boy, I really miss X, Y, or Z, haven't we? We put ourselves in this position so that we can then in turn fully rely on God's grace, mercy, and strength. Because when we let God lead us through difficult times, when we let God walk with us through our scariest moments, when we let God not cut an extra hole in the chrysalis so as it makes it easy for us to slip out, but when we let God give us the strength to push through that difficult entry into wholeness and completeness. Then we're able to fly. See, this is what the season of Lent calls us to do. To push, to strain, to struggle, to spend our 40 days in the wilderness with God the Father, and to come out the other side with the strength, the perseverance, and the courage, born not of ease, but born of overcoming difficulty with God's help. So I say to you all, have a blessed Lent, but have a difficult one. Because in our difficulty, our true perseverance is created. Amen.